Slavery and salvation happen a lot during the Old and New Testament. You can see this by Israelites going away to exile and being saved. It is through their sin that they are exiled, but God was forgiving and always brought them out of slavery. Another example is that different and yet the same with Moses and Joseph. With both Moses and Joseph, they were rejected by their family and or the people of Israel. Joseph was rejected by his brothers, who sold him to some Egyptians. He was a servant and was accused of something he didn't do, which got him thrown into jail. By that, he got to experience life where he helped many people and was not rejected like his brothers had done to him. Through his rough and not so pleasant times, God had a plan for him. Moses, on the other hand, was rejected by his brother Aaron at first, the Israelites and the Egyptians. The Israelites thought he, betrayed him. The Egyptians saw he should belong working with the Israelites, and Aaron hated him because, one, he got all the attention from his mom, and two, Moses gets to live in a pile as when Aaron and the other Israelites have to work hard. Moses was the one chosen by God to deliver the Israelites from the Egyptians or Pharaoh. Moses was there with Aaron at his side. Imagine, Aaron, who first hated him, now is at his side. God's plan can bring people together, and that can be said with Joseph and his brothers. Handcuffs are my visual because handcuffs represent the exile or the lack of freedom. It is also represents our sins that are holding us accountable. But it's only through salvation that we're truly saved. Our salvation is through Christ, who died on the cross so that we can be given another chance for eternal life.